Hello there, this is Nick Treadwell. This is my audio boo. It's Sunday, early in the morning, actually 3:30 in the morning, and it's Sunday the is it the 30th today? It might be the 30th. And this is my audio boo. Yeah, very, very late one. Very, very, very late actually. And I've got to get up early in the morning as well to be with Max. So I'm gonna have around about 2.5 hours sleep. Nice. But I needed to stay up to actually, because I had an idea to write something on my blog. So I've written a piece on there, which I had to get off my chest basically. I feel better now I've done it. It's up there. So, it's out in the world, and I'm happy about that. Done that. It's taken a couple of hours of hard thinking and stuff to actually get that out of my system. Now I've done that. I'm about to go to bed, so this is my going to bed boo now. Today, what did I do today? Not much really, just went to the park with Max while Ira studied for I was going doing a project for college for an accountancy course. So she did that, and I took Max to the park for a couple of hours, then came back. He went to sleep. And we cleaned up the house a bit, and what else did I do? That's it really. And then this afternoon, we went to Merry Hill, nice, and basically looked for some stuff that Ira's dad wants, some fleece tops, which they never had, so that was a wasted journey. But although Max enjoyed himself in the playground there. And that was it. We came back home. Blah blah blah. This afternoon, tonight, we watched one of Ira's choices on the old Love film, which was the Karate Kid, the new version of it, not Mr. Miyagi. It was the other one. It was all right. It was all right. I wouldn't say it was better than the first one, because obviously I'm of that age now where they're starting to remake films, and I'm starting to feel really old. Because the Karate Kid came out probably about 20 years ago now, isn't it? Jesus Christ. Wow, I feel really old. It was okay. Got Will Smith's kid in it, isn't it? And Jackie Chan. Yeah, it was alright, it was alright. That was it then. That's written this blog thing, and it's 3:30 in the morning. Time flies when you're having fun. Just to answer Simon's little question about what we got in the kitchen. Well, in our very shitty kitchen, we've got some little under the unit lights. They're not strip lights. They're basically just, I got some from, I think I got them from B&Q that went about years and years ago when we moved in. A little round sort of lights, and you just, I think they've got little clip things that you clip them into or something like that, and you just install them yourself. They've lasted quite a long while actually, and so the bulbs are pretty good in them. You just plug them into the normal plugs and stuff like that. Yeah, they're all right. They serve a purpose. When we've put them on, but we haven't got any fancy strip lights or anything like that, and we have this. I think we're having the same problem with you with our light fittings in the kitchen. Seem to go through an enormous number of bulbs. I'm not sure where we got it from. It might have well have been Homebase, but I think it's probably B&Q. But we get through loads, and we put a bulb in there, and then 2 seconds later, the bulb goes. So constantly walking into a dark kitchen because, three bulbs have gone or something like that, so not very good. Anyway, I'm going to bed now. Speak to you tomorrow, and bye.